on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
I'm in the future.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you really. Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
What's up, guys? You are listening to DC on CW, the Flash Edition on Rayman Digital. Remember, if you're listening from your desktop, you can always take us mobile. Download the Rayman Digital app. That's available on the iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Search Rayman Digital. We can also find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher by searching DC on CW there. Once you also get there, leave us a review. It helps the show out. We appreciate it. I know it's a broken record. I say it every episode, but it's true. As always, I am your show host, Ryan Denton. In the studio with me today is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And Stephen Crouch.
What's up?
Oh, what's up? Look at you getting feisty in here. I like it. I like it a lot. I think this would be a feisty episode. Bob hits us with the freaking wish I was a little bit taller, which goes great with this episode.
I try.
You have tried very hard and you succeed.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty great. So today we will be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 4, Episode 12, Honey, I Shrunk Team Flash. Ralph and Cisco get shrunk by a meta while we get part two of Shawshank Barry. Which is probably one of the best synopsis because it is about as true as it gets. Shawshank 2. I didn't even know they made a sequel to that first one, but they did here.
Crawls back through the poop.
Oh, has to crawl to back 500 yards.
I forgot my watch.
I forgot my chest pieces. Oh, that's terrible, man. That poo scene is probably one of the most gnarly scenes in all movie history. And he's just crawling through 500 yards of shit. Rough. Very, very rough. All right, so everyone else is incapacitated. So let's go ahead and jump into news here. I've got two articles, one of which we will start with. The Flash is plotting a Glee reunion, oh goody, as it casts a fiery villain, Pyro. This is from some website that I can't read because I'm terrible. And says the Flash is plotting a mini Glee reunion. Grant Gustin, who plays the titular character on the CW series, will be reunited with his Glee co-star Max Adler, who is joining the series as Jaco Birch, a character described as an obsessive music fanatic who worships the altar of classic heavy metal. Hell yeah, dude. And it looks like he'll be playing or taking on the fiery mantle of DC's villain Pyro. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't there a Marvel villain Pyro as well?
Yep. Oh,
so they just copied each other? Sweet. All right. Casting was confirmed on Twitter by Max himself, whose other on-screen credits include Switched at Birth and recent episodes of Criminal Minds. He's expected to appear on screen as early as March, according to Flash TV News. And his tweet was a picture of him wearing Converse, saying "Back at it again with the black Vans," which makes no sense because he's wearing Converse. But it also had a picture of his chair from the set. So, interesting. Nobody really cares about the Glee connection, I guess.
I think they just stretched that out because people were like, it says Glee. Let's click on it.
I guess they wanted to get away from that terrible press from the other Glee guy that just offed himself.
Yeah.
Huh? Too soon?
Yeah.
So they were like, hey, let's make it a nice Glee thing. But yeah, I mean, this is neat. I mean, I don't know much about the character Pyro. I guess I could look it up, right? I mean,
be beyond that already?
Oh, I was looking it up. Just looking at the silly.
Well, I mean, he's a DC character, of course. Like, oh my God, he does look silly.
We got like this weird, like, I don't know, hat, hood and cape combo.
How are you going to get this heavy metal turn to him?
Yeah.
He doesn't look heavy metal at all unless you're going for like a kind of a Grim Reaper looking.
Am I looking at the right one? What's your guy look like?
This. Kind of like Magneto.
That actually isn't that bad. I think that could totally look cool. He does kind of look, he looks like Gentleman Ghost, but with a red hood.
He's not wearing pants, huh?
Nah, man, you don't wear pants back then.
He's got like Captain America boots without pants.
I mean, he is wearing some pansy red booties.
You could play it off like you, like Queen, like Freddie Mercury.
They already did that to Musical Meister.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, obviously, it'll be some sort of leather costume. Like, come on. There's like, they keep this, whoever makes all the costumes, they keep their leather dude in business.
Yeah, if you go this route, you're going leather.
Oh, it has to be leather, dude.
And metal studs.
Oh, yeah. You're all about the studs, huh? You love studs.
Well played.
Yeah, I knew that's. Anyways, all right. So we're getting a new villain. We're getting a character that was on Glee with Grant, which who cares? But at least we're getting a cool villain, Pyro. Hopefully he looks cool. And we'll see him in March. So we've got a whole month before we see this dude. But
it's probably like 3 episodes. I think we have a break coming up.
Oh, do we really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Were you not a big Glee fan? I thought you were.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Oh, my ex-wife was.
Okay.
Yeah. But well, who gives a shit about her? Well,
I thought you were all, you know, Pitch Perfect. And
I like Pitch Perfect because I think that movie's great. But Glee was terrible.
Oh.
All right. So our next article is Kevin Smith teases Danny Trejo's The Flash return with new behind the scenes. So this article, Kevin Smith is currently back in the director's chair for another episode of The Flash, and it looks like he's bringing a fan favorite guest star along with him. Smith recently shared a behind the scenes photo on his Instagram account, which shows him alongside Danny Trejo and The Flash star Carlos Valdez. You can check it out below. So he's actually a picture of them both behind the scenes on set. So this is cool. I like Danny Trejo's character. That's Gypsy's dad, right?
Yeah, Preacher.
Preacher. That's right. Yeah. He's cool. I mean, Danny Trejo's cool.
I think it's more interesting when, like, Kevin Smith gets other characters to deal with.
He gets a lot.
To see how different it is now with him at the helm of, you know, Danny being around.
Yeah, I think with him, too, I think he gets a little bit more leeway. I think to bring people back and kind of do what he wants.
Man, they script this stuff out. He didn't get a choice in this. You kidding me?
I don't know, man.
Not giving him five scripts and going, hey.
Yeah, what do you want to do? This stuff's scripted out. They're just bringing him on. He's been very clear about that on his own podcast.
Oh, really?
Like, he just shows up.
17 hours to listen to that podcast.
He just directs, and that's what he shows up for. I wish they would give him something to do with King the Shark.
Yeah, but the thing with King Shark, dude, that's an expensive episode. That's why they don't give him that.
But they've had it in the past, and he is really all about that character.
I mean, I agree, dude. I think it's a great character, but you have to look at it from a financial standpoint, and you have to look at it.
Oh,
where do they cut in the season to allow for a full King Shark episode and have him come back the way that Kevin Smith's going to want him to come back?
He's coming back this season. They've already said
it. Well, I'm sure he is. They've been saving their pennies. They've got to save their pennies.
Saving those ducats?
Yeah.
Bad ducats.
Yeah.
Flash has only run once in the last 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Right.
They're saving money by not doing any special effects with him. Like, that's the only way they do it, man. I mean, we saw it last season with Gorilla Grodd. They did like 2 filler episodes to save money, and then they just blasted us in the face with Gorilla Grodd. So I'll let you take that whatever way you want. But the thing is,
I think you pretty much with a gorilla, you do take it any way you want.
A weem, a whack, a weem. It's just taking care of business. But no, I love Kevin Smith. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on him by any means. I just think that, you know, I think he gets a little bit more leeway as far as what he gets to do on the episode and stuff than everyone thinks. And, you know, I'm sure it's scripted. I'm sure, you know, hey, you have these characters to work with. But I mean, look at last season when he had all that, you know, teasing stuff and all the behind the scenes stuff. He posts way more than any other director.
Well, yeah, I think that's where he gets the leeway.
Yeah, that's
certainly
what I meant.
Not on the writing or anything of that. He's been clear.
No, absolutely
he shows
not.
Up and does it. But I think he's really good at being a promoter of everything. Whether
hence
it's
why you put
stuff.
Him on there. Because
exactly.
Like you said, he comes in. He doesn't try to buck the system. It's worked so far. Get in there, do what you're told, and do your promotion and get the hell out.
The shit out of it. Because that's what he does.
He's good at promoting, for sure. So, I the more he comes on, the more the better. I mean, every episode that he's directed, I think we've all liked really, really well. So, hell, man, bring him on and give him multiple episodes. I don't give a shit, man. Everyone that he does really well. So, and like you guys said, he promotes the shit out of him, and it helps the shows, and that's all I give a shit about.
His
so.
Following is really big on all the social media, so why
it's
not
huge.
Have somebody like
dude,
him
this has 37,000 likes, like, on Instagram. Like, give me a break.
That's like a day and a half for me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that how much you're liking you're doing or people liking you?
I'm whatever.
Confused. Yeah. Okay. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
Guys, just so you know, all those 37,000 likes that Bob gets, they're porn bots, just so you guys are aware.
Whatever. Little Indian kids can push buttons just the same as real people.
Click farms. Click farms.
Thank you. Come again. anyways, so I mean, I'm excited. I liked Danny Trejo and everything that he's done. So, and I do like him as his character. So it'll be cool to see him come back. But anywho, that is going to do it for our news today. And with that, we're going to jump into a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the episode "Honey, I Shrunk Team Flash." But first, quick break.
Who's got two thumbs and can see through the dimensional vibrations of the multiverse? This guy.
That guy.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
It's not a woman walking by. I'm like, oh, how sweet. Look at him. He's watching Outlander. He's so sensitive. No, it's some douchebag wearing a Gold's Gym, you know, cutoff, laughing at me because I'm watching some love-making scene with a woman. Yeah, it's very embarrassing. I don't know. I blame my mother.
That's even worse. How do you go from sex to your mother?
No. I blame my mother with the things that, you know, because I get scoffed at by the things I watch. I mean, I think when I go out and I get dressed up, someone might look at me, oh, yeah, he's a cool guy. His hair's all done up. It's colored. He has cool style. But, like, at every day, Michael, it's not cool. I'm watching Supergirl at the gym. I wish my mother was more tough on me. I could blame the fact that instead of teaching me to be like hardcore, go play sports, go play baseball, go play, you know, hockey. Instead, she teaches me how to crochet and sew right now.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
Hey guys, did you know that Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service? That's right. Besides the weekly free broadcast that we do, Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service. And when you pledge to our Patreon page, you automatically become a subscriber, dude. It is so freaking easy. The premium service includes video content, plus an additional exclusive shows like Star Trek from the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, DC on CW, and Supernatural The Crossroads, and more. So head over to patreon.com/RainManDigital and sign up today. And guys, please do this. It will help us. We are on the verge of a wrestling show with Bobby and the ender of shows, Greg. Like, come on.
He's actually the destroyer.
Destroyer. I like Ender, but I will take Destroyer as well. But guys, we are so close, and every dime,
every dollar helps.
It helps, guys. It helps us get crotch cams in here.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL30. That's DEAL30 at AdamandEve.com.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
All right, guys, we are back. We're going to do Flash Season 4, Episode 12, Honey, I Shrunk Team Flash, directed by Chris PP, written by Sam Charlson and Judalina Neera. Let's just jump right in here and talk about our newest meta that we have, Cecile. What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I didn't see that coming, did you?
No, not at all. And I mean, the fact that, you know, she's pregnant and her ability is to read minds is just a little weird. And the whole explanation was weird for me. Like, no joke, she has residual dark matter in her brain.
Doesn't that mean everybody has residual dark matter in the brain that was anywhere around it.
Yeah, like anybody that was in like that area when the particle accelerator went off should have residual dark matter. I mean, for it, but it's like, is it in their brain or is it in their body? Like, I'm confused by that. That was the one thing I was a little confused by. But, you know, having Cecile have, I just don't understand this. Did they do this for just to have this episode, or was it kind of just like, you know, for fun, or what was the whole deal? Like, what, I want to know why, I guess is my question. It just seemed out of place. Am I the only one that?
No, maybe it'd be, maybe they'll explain it or learn what really happened. Was it happened a long time back and not with this most recent event.
Well, no, they said it was from the particle accelerator.
Yeah, it was from the original explosion. Yeah, so it's like,
that just means that all these people have been waiting around with all this shit in their head.
Right. So the whole city's going to turn into a
meta eventually, like if they get pregnant.
Yeah.
So if the guys get pregnant, they're going to become metas.
So
right?
Only pregnancy brings it out in you?
No. Yeah. No. Well, this is legitimately no different than the backstory of Deadpool, the movie. You all have the mutant gene in you. Just got to figure out how to bring it out.
Oh, wow.
Look at the deep cut on Bobby.
Right, though?
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't argue with that.
So Joe banged it out of her.
Well, Joe, yeah, that means Joe's got part, you know, dark matter in his brain.
I come up with good ideas all the time.
Now Bobby's
ugly. Now you're, what the hell?
Sounds awesome.
Are you like a floating head or?
What? What's going on?
You had a voice nothing. Of God. I don't know. Yeah. Awesome. I was like,
oh, wow. Sorry.
I was like, where?
Don't be sorry.
Yeah. Just do it again.
Fucking idiots don't even realize what I'm doing a bit. Like, I'm inside their head. They can read my mind. I actually have to explain it.
Dude, if I had Bobby in my head like that at all times, I'd probably be a better person.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Well,
we need to take that IQ test.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, boy. Anyways, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of it was weird to me.
No, it, definitely. It was just like, okay, so did you either of you guys watch Heroes?
Yeah.
I never watched Heroes.
Really?
Never.
Oh, so, yeah, I did.
Heroes season one.
Yeah, everybody became something.
And, like, yeah, that was the problem.
Yeah.
Are we getting that way with Flash?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope not, because we had already had this conversation about, you know.
I hope the writers are smarter than that. Because it's just ridiculous. That show went so downhill before, everybody's become a superpower.
Yeah.
Can you do that like you're in my head saying something to me? Like you're my conscience?
I don't know why he thinks I'm not in his head now when I'm talking.
You know what? Like, I hope that's not the case, because we had talked about it with Iris too as well. You know, and the news last week that Iris is going to have a super suit and she'll be one episode.
And we had talked the week before last about, you know, the coitus potentially causing
it. I just, the thing is,
God,
like,
I want to see your ass in that super suit.
That is my brain, exactly.
You're reading my brain. I don't think you know how these meta powers work.
I'm so confused right now. Stop confusing me, Bob. Let's talk. I want to talk a little bit about, like, Joe, because I feel like I would handle it the same way. Like, you know, this chick that
Joe should have wrapped up his dick. He would never have this problem.
I made a horrible mistake.
Joe's pullout game sucks really bad.
Really bad.
It's hard to pull out when your wiener's 18 inches.
He's got to back it up like a truck.
Yeah, it's like, it would definitely be annoying, though, like having somebody like that read your mind. Because I think we've all had that, like, where we tell, like, we always talk about, like, the white lies are the good things about life.
Yeah, you got
to, where you're like,
those.
Yeah, you look great.
But in fairness, as she was hearing people's thoughts, she wasn't being, like, all crappy about it, right? Like, she was being very empathetic.
That bitch should've stayed out of other people's heads.
Well, the fact of the matter is that she could control it. Did you guys notice that at some point she could control, like, reading someone's mind?
Right.
So it's like,
should've controlled that uterus and shut it down.
That's Joe's. He's like, God damn it.
Now, I don't know. Like I said, there has to be an end game goal for what they're doing with it.
I have a hypothesis.
Go ahead.
Ooh, hit us.
So going back to your Heroes comments, there was a couple telepaths. I mean, we've seen that in a lot of different superhero things.
God, I bet Steve's going to talk about how she's going to get him off of the lawyer.
No.
Reading the guy's head.
No. What if she can
question any?
She can put herself or read the thoughts of DeVoe. And now they have a mental telekinesis war that she has to battle.
That sounds like a terrible episode where they're just sitting in chairs from across from each other, rethinking each other.
I remember X-Men.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
That was my hypothesis.
I hope not. I really don't want to see Cecile be the one that saves the day.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe DeVoe like totally jacks with her head. She goes crazy.
He's gonna jack with her.
He totally ignored my "she'll be a better lawyer if she could read the people behind the stand's head" like thoughts and work on like the jurors and like think like how can I get their sympathy vote to get Barry off. Well, they don't listen to me a lot when I talk.
That's dirty.
She's gonna get Barry off? Oh damn. This is a weird love triangle.
So, I honestly, I think that's how it's going to go, though. Like
that she's going to use it for her lawyering powers.
But how else? Super
lawyer.
How else are they going to be able to figure out how to outsmart the guy that knows everything?
Get in his head.
Hit him in the head with a crowbar.
pretty sure that's how they got in the situation.
Yeah, but that was a knife, and Barry didn't stab him. He stabbed himself. But if Barry hits him with a crowbar. Different story.
If you kill a guy twice, is it double jeopardy?
Yes, there's a movie about that. Yeah,
it's called Double Jeopardy, you dumbass.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is if he kills DeVoe again, that's black crime, so he can't do that. He can't kill that guy. He's going to jail for a long time.
He can't.
Never mind. I'm not going to say it. I did like the attempt at the therapy that they did. With the same...
As soon as she dropped it, I know somebody. You know where they're going, right? Yeah. Back to that lady.
Well, dude, like, okay, therapy's got to be the worst idea because she could literally read her mind. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, therapy's a great idea if I can't read the therapist's mind. Like, I don't know. I just felt like that was... It made sense, but it made no sense for them to go do it. It's like, you know, are you writing down your... grocery list? Like,
no, but it was really good.
Writing down when Ryan was in therapy.
Oh, I guarantee she's writing down, this guy is a fucking idiot.
It was good comic relief, though. I enjoyed
he's
the
still
scene.
Answering my inner monologue to his head.
I know.
Your inner monologue is growing tired. The real question here is, would you guys want to actually read people's minds? I honestly, now if you could control it, if I could turn it off and on and like I could look at someone and go, okay, I'm going to read this person's mind and then do it, that'd be great. But if it was just involuntary, like I had the power and I could just hear dude, it would fucking suck.
Yeah, you'd have to be able to turn it off, but the possibilities, both good and bad, of what you could manipulate and control.
I've already established that I would be a supervillain if I had superpowers.
You could ascend to power like that.
Oh, yeah, dude. You could read people's minds.
Would you get addicted to that thing and just be like, what is he really thinking? And then get in somebody's head. And like, I think it would cause more heartache than anything.
Oh, it would. Well, the thing is, like, dude, like us sitting in this
because
room.
Because what if these were really my thoughts?
They are really your thoughts.
Nah, not really.
Okay.
My thoughts are like this. Cupcakes.
Barbecue.
The thing is, okay, so let's think about it as us three sitting here in this room. Okay, we're all three pretty close friends. But I can tell you right now, I'm sure you guys would understand, is that I've looked and said, God, he's a fucking idiot. So, like,
Without thinking it. Yeah, it just comes out of your mouth.
But it's like, but I've also, you guys have thought about that about me, and I've thought about dude, like, but I don't believe that. It's like a spur of the moment, like, well, okay, that's stupid. So if I could hear that at all times, like Bob said, it would cause a lot of heartache because it would be like, well, does he really think I'm a fucking moron? Like, I think it could really backfire too as well.
It would strain your relationships with everyone around you. Yes. And I don't want to know when you have to poop. Like,
no, you don't want to know. Like, dude, there's been times in here I'm like holding farts.
Frank's got to poop.
Yeah. There's like, I've been in here holding farts, dude. You don't want to know, like, don't fart. Like, you don't want to hear that. Like,
that's your inner monologue.
don't fart. 24/7. Don't fart. Well, why do you think there's fart candles on the friggin' desk? I mean, the fact of the matter is, dude, is like, I think it would be a curse as well as a gift. And I don't think I'd want it at all. I'm curious. I mean, I know we covered our speculation on what we think is going to happen, but I'm just curious how this is going to work in future episodes. Is it going to go away? Is she going to have it? I mean, how long is it going to last? I mean, this is stuff that is kind of important because this is a big thing, you know, for her to have this power.
Maybe she'll only have it for 9 months, and as soon as the baby pops out, it's gone.
Then the baby will have superpower.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be an inner monologue.
Yeah, I was like, wait, is that? I was like, what? Wait, that's not an inner monologue.
No, because, okay, let's say this. We saw the teaser pictures of Iris in the suit, and mm-hmm. obviously right. You don't give her a suit unless something happens.
Right.
What if Harrison Wells and Cisco figure out a way to harvest, not harvest, but activate that inner, you know, black matter,
dark matter,
whatever the hell it's called.
Well, he created that goofy gun.
Yeah, maybe it's something like that to where, and it's just like, look, we can give you temporary powers.
I mean,
because again, you have to figure if it happened to her, Joe has it and everybody else has it, which is a scary thing because guess what? We get Heroes season 3. Where it's everybody has it.
So yeah, it's kind of like midichlorians. It surrounds us and binds us together.
Yes, totally, Anakin. I just think that like Bob said, it's a double-edged sword. It would be neat and unlocks a lot of neat possibilities, but it also could be a complete fucking, like, it could ruin.
Like, how much do you get away from the source material, though? We're already kind of so far away from, like, you know, there's no such thing as Team Flash, Barry and Wally aren't brothers. Like, we have all these things that are
acceptable. There's a lot of liberties, yeah.
But do we get to this factor where it's like all of a sudden we activate everybody?
Yeah, I don't want that, man. I really, really don't. I mean, we ran into it over on Arrow with too many motherfuckers on the team.
Big time.
And with this, we've done a really good job of having enough people on the team that can jump in and out of roles and when they need them. But if we add any more and have every damn person be a meta, it becomes too much.
We'll just send them over to Legends.
Well, I mean, that's one what we're at doing time. Wally. Yeah, fuck them. See you later. Then they get real popular on Legends, and it's like, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Y'all got more beds?
Yeah. How big's a Wave Rider over there? You guys got any more cargo holds that are not found yet? I don't know. All right, let's talk about Shawshank Redemption Barry Part 2. First of all, am I the only one that thought Barry was a huge asshole just giving people hope in prison? Like, that's like...
No, I don't, because he was coming from a genuine place and he truly wanted to help this guy.
Yeah, but like, that's Barry in a nutshell. Dude. Yeah. That's every person.
And that's why we like him.
Yeah. I mean, I like Barry. I'm just saying at some point, like even Big Sir said it, or Goldberg, whatever the hell you want to call him.
Barry was just protecting his ass.
Yeah. He didn't want to get raped, huh?
That would be the guy to protect it from. He's huge.
Yeah. But what if then he takes advantage of your ass? Then you have like a
better
huge
one than all,
right?
But rather one big one than 17 little ones. I guess that makes sense
in a row.
Oh, God, that's terrible. I don't know. I understood the other thing too that I understood was Harry being upset that their focus isn't on getting Barry released. Like Barry wants them to, you know, try to help free Big Sir, but it's like, why are we focusing on this and not focusing on getting Barry out? But I mean, they put a pretty good kibosh on that, saying, hey, we've kind of hit a, you know, roadblock. There's not much we can do to help Barry at this point.
Right. Until you can get Cecile back into some kind of courtroom situation on the appeal. And then
I just think, dude, like even if Barry didn't have superpowers at all, he would still find a way to be a good guy. Like,
yeah, that's who he is.
Yeah, it's just who he is in general. And I think, you know, we talk about the similarities and kind of the differences between him and Oliver a lot because, you know, those are the two main shows, I mean, that started it all. And that's where he differs. I mean, don't get me wrong. Oliver, I believe, is a superhero, but I think it's a different type. With Barry, it's genuinely, if he had no powers whatsoever and was just an average guy, he would find a way to be a good guy. And it doesn't matter what it would be. If he's giving homeless people change, it doesn't matter. I just think that he would find a way to do this. And at the end of the day, I did like the fact that he's trying to help this character out, but we'll talk about it later too. Was this a ploy? Because we talked about how DeVoe, this whole plan is thought out step by step by step and like 20 steps in advance. Was that his goal? Here's the thing this is what I've deducted about adding Goldberg to the cast. You do not put someone like that in the show who isn't going to come back and have some type of.
Yeah. Cause you could have just cast any.
You could have cast
dude.
Me and everyone would be like, oh, that guy's a fucking douche. And it would never have mattered.
It would be right.
You cast Goldberg. And it's like, okay, we don't cast him for no reason. He's casted because he's going to come back and be a factor for some reason. So
Did you do any recon to see what his characters, did you do any search to see if he aligns to anybody?
Yeah, he is. He's a bad guy. He's a villain. Straight up villain.
See, they just don't do that for no reason. And I mean, I didn't even look him up. I know that was one of the things when I first started watching these shows. Bob's like, you got to make sure you look up people's names as soon as they show up. And I'm like, oh, and I always forget to do it. But it's like, it's common. It's TV show common sense. Okay. You don't cast someone in a show with a big name for no fucking reason.
No, you don't.
They don't just show up and be like, oh, it was a once-off thing. Like, dude.
Well, but in this case, maybe, you know, he was a villain then, but maybe because Barry did him a solid and he had a relationship with Barry's dad, maybe he'll come back and help.
Who knows?
A good guy perspective.
I mean, that's possible. That's very, very possible. And I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, they've played him up where we like the character. I don't think any of us hated him.
No,
you know,
I thought
he was very
cool.
Subtle. He's very cool. So I don't know, man. I just,
you know, who he reminded me of, Bob? The whole episode, it was really hard. If you put a black mustache and goatee, he looks like Capullo.
Yeah. Or Capullo looks like him.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah. But the thing that interesting that they always do at every prison episode of any show is, you know, everyone is innocent in jail. They always talk about, oh, here's the backstory of how they're innocent, you know, or, you know, it's literally Shawshank Redemption. Don't you know everyone's innocent in here? Nobody did anything. This is an interesting concept. And I think with this character, because we liked him, we obviously want him to come back. I really don't want him to be a bad guy, but it would be a total slap in the face to Barry if he was. Mm-hmm. And I think it would really add to DeVoe's plan if he was a bad guy, like a true on bad guy, and just was giving Barry a story, you know, giving him a line. So I don't know, man.
Well, he learned a hard lesson from the warden, right?
A very hard lesson.
So this could be a case where he learns yet another lesson.
I think this whole DeVoe plan is about him learning hard lessons. And I think real hard lessons. Yeah. He's lucky enough. He hasn't had any really, really hard lessons, you know, in the showers with his soap. You know, I think it's interesting too that, you know, the team agreed to help Barry out, because he literally hasn't asked for anything. Like he hasn't asked for anything while he's been in jail. Well, fuck yeah, he hasn't. What are you going to bake him a cake?
Give me that file.
Yeah, bake me a cake with a file in it. Like, he needs that shit, you know? Like, I don't know, man. I just think that's kind of funny.
More of them snack packs.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, okay. Snack packs are legit, and the only ones that matter are the vanilla ones. Chocolate is... I don't know why people like chocolate. Anyways, I think it's interesting, though, that we always... And I hit on it too with Barry, you know, even if he didn't have superpowers, he would still, you know, find a way. But it's like, does he always have to be there or always need to be there to help people?
I think that's part of what makes him a good character, though, because it's his constant drive that also is his weakness.
Just remember, he was like a superhero-ish, like he had the hero mentality before he ever got his powers.
Yeah, he was a forensics guy, right? So by his very nature, he was trying to right wrongs, but that can also be his downfall because it puts blinders on him.
Yeah, and I think we've seen that. We've seen that especially in last season, where he gets the blinders going, the superhero blinders, and doesn't look outside the box. And I think with this villain and this story for this season, he's really going to have to try to get out of those blinders and stop being predictable. And I think if that's the case, you know, it really shadows kind of what's going on over on Arrow too, as well, where the main hero has to stop being predictable. And I think that's really the biggest issue here with this. So we are going to take a quick break, guys. When we come back, we've got the biggest part of the episode, the Ralph and Cisco show. But first, we're going to take a real quick break.
Just do that live read real quick.
Oh, well, you know what? Then let's just do this casual Black Lightning discussion and review.
Have you watched it yet?
I still haven't watched it.
Oh, dude, what are you doing?
Whoa, why don't you calm down over there, guy? Jesus. Sorry, I haven't watched the Black Lightning show.
Dude, it's amazing.
Oh God. If Steve thinks it's amazing, it's probably an A++++ thing. Anyways, did you guys like the, if you watched it, unlike me, because I'm an asshole, did you like the CW's Black Lightning? The crew behind DC on CW will discuss and analyze the episodes next as part of our Patreon exclusive broadcast DC on CW Presents. Bobby and Mike for a special discussion all about the new DC series. Head over to patreon.com/RaymanDigital and subscribe to the podcast here. You will receive the plus hours, this plus hours and hours of additional content. And hell, I may even end up watching the show. Who knows? I still haven't watched Supergirl. So
it's not even on the same level, buddy. It's like
same level of what
show?
Is it?
Oh, you mean Black Lightning?
Yes.
It's not what you think.
Oh, I'm not thinking it's bad. I trust you guys. I just haven't had a chance to watch it.
Yeah.
I've been
busy. They're dropping some realness. Like some of the subject matter, I think, is pretty challenging compared to what we've seen on the other ones.
Did you think you were black after watching it?
No, but you can see why it's not in the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
Oh, is it that? Is it that different?
It's so much darker.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like season one Arrow-ish.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would even say it. There's some
a little bit darker. Yeah, not because
dark,
of black.
Yeah, there's some dark themes. Just
I wasn't gonna say it, but you went there.
But I knew you were thinking it.
I was like, man, it's darker because isn't there like an albino like dude on it?
Yep, that's the main bad guy. His name's Whale.
Even better, I'll watch it now because he's an albino. All right. Anyways, all right, we're back. That was our break. I lied. Terrible. All right, so let's jump into the meat and potatoes of this episode, which was by far probably one of the better episodes as far as filler. Bobby and I had talked about this before we went on air, Steve, before you got here, but they did a really good job of making this episode, you know, it's a full-on filler episode, let's be completely honest, but it was done really, really well. And, you know, in their typical superhero fashion, one of the, you know, the bad guy or the meta of the week, is the filler. He is the filler of this episode. And it's, you know, his superpower is he can shrink
shit.
He
was also the killer.
Right.
Which
I think we kind of knew, right? I mean, who else could it have been?
He fit the profile.
Yeah. He hit the profile. But he could shrink people and he didn't shrink them in a traditional way. If I remember correctly, he shrinks the space in between their molecules and that's how they shrink, right?
What would be the traditional way of shrinking in your book?
Well,
Dr. Denton.
Well, in my field of expertise, as far as Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the way that I truly thought about shrinking was that you shrunk someone's atoms and that's what made them smaller. It's no difference than Ray Palmer, right? This was different to me because he shrunk the space in between their atoms and the atoms got closer together. At least that's the way that they described it. So for me, I always thought it was like, if I'm going to shrink you, I'm shrinking the matter that is you, not the space in between your matter. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So fuck you. I actually am smart, dickhead. Well, sometimes.
With made-up science.
Yeah. I was waiting for pool shrinkage was going to be your explanation.
Yeah, well, you get in the pool, and that's how your junk, it's really cold, and that's how your shit shrinks. I would have known. Mine's big all the time. I did like the dude's apartment where all the miniatures were inside of it.
I know. It felt like walking into one of our houses.
It was literally, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh God, this guy's apartment looks like mine.
He's like the biggest sideshow collector on the planet.
Yeah. No different than Bobby or my house or your house. Like walk in, there's all kinds of toys everywhere. Action figures.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, dude, that was just cool. I liked, and of course, like knowing that the dude can shrink stuff, it's like, you know, it's all real. And I love that Cisco was like freaking out over the boat, that like super duper like stealth boat.
Oh, we totally glossed over going back to the whole reading of the minds. We glossed over his whole comments on Bulbasaur.
We did. That pertains to what we're talking about. The whole Pokemon thing. The guy that writes for Cisco and
Sterling Gates.
Thank you. Apparently, my inner monologue is just on fire today.
Yeah, buried in the deep ethers of your brain is actual real data.
Yeah, apparently somewhere. Dude, he writes, I know we talked about it last episode, but Sterling Gates writes both of those characters so freaking well.
It was
dude.
So good.
It's so good, man.
It's like the timing, the comedy is just perfectly placed at just the right moment.
I loved the whole, like, as soon as they, you know, for both of them to get shrunk is perfect, because you put those two characters together, they are freaking hilarious. And yeah. And it's comedy gold, dude. Like, it doesn't matter what they're doing, they are freaking hilarious. I mean, just the fact that Ralph tries to stretch himself back to being big again and almost hurts his back. And then and then Cisco tries to breach himself out. And what I love is that when he breaches, he's like, God, it's so far to breach. Like, and it's just like 3 feet.
Right.
I love it, man. It was well done. And one thing I wanted to talk about too is when you do like these miniature shots or whatever and you make them look small, that's a tough shot, and it actually looked really good.
Well, and they chose the right backdrop, right, with that set. I mean, it was dude. Awesome. When she told him to, or when he told her he had to go to the restroom, they made a comment right about going in the bushes. Yeah. I seriously thought he was just going to walk into the building and just go take a whiz, like in the building,
in the Lego
start
building,
peeing in the Legos.
Yeah,
dude, that would have been so amazing. The fact that they brought back that mini set for that shot was fantastic, and. There was one portion of the shot where you could tell it was a practical effect, and they had to remake large size Legos for them to stand on.
Oh, right. With Cisco sitting on the little bench.
Yes. It was so good, dude. I love those shots. So funny.
Yeah. Even the flooring, it looked like just a big Eva foam chunks or something. Yeah. Cut the spec.
Well, I mean, that was great and all, but the fact that Iris stepped on Ralph was probably one of the best parts of the whole episode. Him all smushed on the bottom of her shoe, dude, was fantastic. Oh my God, dude. They really outdid themselves on this again. And again, this is, you have to remember, this is a filler episode, and they're doing funny stuff like this with a filler episode. Like, it really, really shows you just, you know, the ideas that they have.
Well, I like that they lean into that sci-fi and the crazy zany aspect of it on that show.
I'm not afraid to commit.
Yeah, yeah, they just go all out. Yeah.
They're not afraid to.
There's
really,
no fucks given. It's just like, all right, we can be serious 1 week. If we're gonna do this, Honey, I Shrunk the Kid and the thing, let's just totally make it that way.
Yeah,
like just short needed like a bug or something trying to eat them, or you know,
God, that
would have
been amazing.
Well, and the other thing that I thought was funny is that Ant-Man trailer dropped, like, I think the day of or the day before the episode aired. And they had in the trailer, you know, shrinking buildings and everything. And then
they shrink a building in this episode?
Yeah, yeah. They did everything times 10 what we saw in that trailer.
And the funny thing is I always go and, like, read some of the reviews just to see how everybody felt. And, you know, see if I met. And people are like, it felt very much like Ant-Man. I'm like, they're... This episode's been in the can for months. They didn't reshoot everything in the last 24 hours before the Ant-Man trailer
released. This was edited and on the block before that.
Do you think people get upset? Like, if I'm sure we all have ideas and we're like, oh, this is going to be great. And then like somebody else says it and you're like, fuck, that was my idea.
Yeah, you do it all the time. You do that all the time when you see shirt designs and you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I've heard you do it. It's interesting, dude.
But I also think you see something like that, if you're in the Marvel camp and you're working on Ant-Man, you see that. I would almost also, yeah, you'd be like, oh, damn it, we were going to do that or we did do that. But I would also look at it from the lens of, you know, our stuff's going to work. It worked there. Look how cool that was. Embrace it. Like, there's no need to shit on somebody else to.
Well, the thing is, dude, like.
That's the internet way, buddy.
Yeah.
I know, but you can have
shit on somebody, get ahead.
Yeah, shit on them, get ahead.
Shit on somebody to get ahead?
No, doesn't work. Well, it might in some circles.
I guess punctuation matters.
Some chicks might like to get shit on, dude. You don't know. God. Whatever. There's a weird subfolder for that somewhere.
Subreddit.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, dude, and I think everyone needs to understand this, and this is the problem, is that, yes, the internet way is to shit on someone and you get ahead on the internet, or hate something and you're immediately, you know, better than that thing. But here's the thing. DC Comics and Marvel Comics, I shit you not, I guarantee they don't give a flying shit what each other does.
We've been borrowing from each other for 75 years.
They don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah, if anything, like I said, they're probably, that's cool. Like, you're doing it, we're doing it, that's cool. Like, just do it.
They don't care, man.
Fun.
The guys, listeners, they don't give a flying fuck as much as we care as comic book nerds. They don't care. All they care about is money that goes into their bank
account. Guess what? You guys are still printing our money, so we don't care what you think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll care what you think when you stop watching or you stop going to our movies.
Which is coming pretty soon. Like, I mean, the fact of the matter is, dude, is like, it's just they don't care. And you guys, and everyone makes such a big fucking deal about it, but they really, really don't. Anyways, let's get back on topic here. All right. So one of the things that I was very suspect about is the fact that Harrison just shoves that big fucking bazooka in their face. I was like, hey, guess what? I'm going to fucking do this and we're not going to do any type of testing.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't you be like, can you go find something from his apartment and just shoot that first?
There's Legos right there. Why not just make a big horse or.
Well, so the bazooka was supposed to reverse what he does to your body. So they would need something that had already been shrunk by him. So like Bob said, they would have had to go back to the miniature, his house, pull one of those miniatures and hit it with the cannon. The problem is, and I'm not joking, dude, if it were me and I was in that situation, I was shrunk and he was about to shoot me with a fucking bazooka.
I'm breaching out.
I'm like, fuck this, man. You better test that thing. Oh, we're not testing it. Well, no, you're fucking testing it before you shoot me with that
thing. Ralph, you're brave. Go.
Yeah.
Go first.
Yeah, you first. You've got a newfound bravery. Jump in front of it.
Cisco jumped right up to volunteer.
Yeah, and
of all the people, you think he'd be like, oh, yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Science.
Right.
I don't know, dude. I love Harry, but. That was
reckless.
That was incredibly reckless, dude. Like, no fucking way, bro. I am not.
Somebody just wanted something to do.
He's like, oh.
Like, I'm not helping Barry. Maybe I can help you guys. Let me shoot you.
But yeah, dude, that was just, like Steve said, that was incredibly reckless. And the fact of the matter is, dude, is like, I would not have let him shoot me with that fucking bazooka without testing on anything. Hands down. Not going to happen. Like, I even watching it, I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Why are you letting this happen?
We saw what happened when you shoot crazy guns like that in Ant-Man. They were zapping goats and sheep.
Yeah, and they turn into goo. Like,
yeah,
I'm good, man. I mean, hell, they were going to blow up and turn into goo.
That would have been a funny line for Cisco. Don't shoot me with that shit. I've seen Ant-Man.
That would have been actually missed opportunity. Really funny. Could they even get away with that, you think?
Yeah, why not?
I've seen that with a goat in a movie. You don't have to drop.
That's a good point. Didn't they name drop a movie in this episode?
Yeah, they name dropped Deadpool, didn't they?
They name dropped one movie, I know for a fact. I know for a fact. It was in the beginning of the episode. Now, I did like the fact that Harry, you know, ended up making good on basically turning them into bombs and gets them, you know, unshrunk. By basically standing there and taking a fucking hit with them in front of him, which didn't the beam seem like larger than both of them combined? Wouldn't it have hit Harry like you as well? I'm confused. Or am I just reading too much into that?
It's TV.
Okay. Thank you, inner monologue. I don't know. That was cool, though, that I thought he was getting shot, and I'm like, oh, God, here we go again.
Right, because they didn't show it. It was happened off camera. Where
which was cool.
One shrinks, one grows.
Right.
Like, fuck.
Damn it. Damn it, now I'm small again. I will say this. I knew that this dude wasn't going to confess.
Oh, hell no.
I knew it, dude.
Oh, you got me, you little kids.
Right.
I would have got away with my plan to kill that guy, but you meskily here. What is that? What
are the meddling kids?
Meddling kids got my way.
I would have got away with it too if it weren't for these meddling kids.
What are you, Skeletor?
Dude, I just knew he wasn't going
to.
Dude, that is literally Skeletor. I just knew it, dude. Like, I knew he wasn't going to confess. I knew that, you know, Barry was getting Big Sur's hopes up and it wasn't going to do anything. It was too convenient. It would have been way too convenient, you know.
You can't wrap everything up with a bow.
No, dude. And the thing is with that is that, you know, there's a lot more hoops you have to jump through to get somebody out of fucking prison. Okay. It doesn't just work that way. You know, like this guy confesses and he's out the next day. And like,
especially with Cecile, it's probably going to be the lawyer to try to get it off. She'd have fucked it up somehow.
You had one job, lady. One job.
One job and you fucked it up. So yeah, I mean, I knew he wasn't going to confess. I knew that was going to be a thing. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate because we liked Goldberg. I did totally love the Photoshop of Silbert on that super buff body. That was some good Photoshop for sure. You know, him flexing on the super buff body guy.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
You know, he was that actor, I think, was in Wild Wild West. He was a dude with the fucking chrome skull head guy.
Was he a spider?
He was one of the, I don't think he was the spider dude at the end. He was the one where Jim West kicks him in the nuts and he had like the metal balls. It's been a while since you saw that movie.
Before. I've never sat through that thing.
It's not that bad. I know it. Bobby's seen it. He loves Will Smith.
Negative. I've never actually seen that movie.
Was that my monologue or you?
You're reading my thoughts. You still haven't got how this works.
There's no thought in your notes about Wild Wild West. He's trying to push the button to do his inner monologue fast.
No, I'm not.
Oh, there we go. I don't know. I knew the dude wasn't going to confess. I knew it would have been too convenient. And I'm telling you, I'm sticking with the fact that this is all part of DeVoe's plan, because Barry ends up taking him and running him the fuck out of there. He runs him out and runs him to China.
To a green screen?
To a green screen, yes. He runs him all the way across the Benihana. Great Wall.
That's Japanese.
That's teppanyaki. That's different. But he runs him all the way across the Great Wall, and then he takes him to Jing Jong Jong, and China, whatever. I don't even know. It was something like that. They all sound the same to me. But I'm sticking to the fact that I think this is part of DeVoe's plan.
What a sucky thing. Like, oh, cool, you ran me off to this city, but I have nothing. I don't speak the language.
And yeah. I have no money.
No passport, no money.
I'm in my prison garb still. Just looks. He's like, oh, I'm so happy. Yo, can I get some shoes with laces in them?
Yo, right. Can I get some rice? I'm hungry. This is bullshit.
What are you, Tyrese? I'm hungry.
We hungry, bruh. I don't know. I think. Again, this is all part of DeVoe's plan. Goldberg's coming back. At some point, he has to come back. He knows Barry's a Flash now, right? I mean, he has to.
Right.
I mean, there's no other way that it can explain that he just fucking teleports to fucking China. You know, like, it just...
With a note.
With a note. Oh, sometimes you do get the happy endings. Yeah, if you pay for it.
He didn't slip him any money or nothing.
Nothing.
You should get this note. That's it. You're hey, man, on your
enjoy,
own.
Enjoy being in China.
I got this going for me in the future. Look at this note.
Which is nice. I got this going for me. Like, it's just weird, dude. Like, I don't know. That was a weird scene. I mean, it was a feel-good moment because, like, if you don't think too much into it, but if you start thinking, it's just like, I'm in China. I've got no money. I literally have a tank top and some pants on. Who knows what time of year it is? You know, it could be cold.
I am like four warm. Chinese guys in one.
Dude, he ends up blood sport fighting to fucking make money.
Make ends meet.
Yeah, he gets the glass wrapped gloves and starts fighting. Like a Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Maybe movie. That's why he becomes the villain, because he got dropped there with nothing in the middle of nowhere.
So he starts blood sport fighting?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I would watch the shit out of that. He has to come back at some point. The thing that blew me away is that Barry gets caught, and we find out that the warden's a shithead.
Right? We kind of knew the warden was a shithead, but this was like a swerve.
This was
for
a
me.
This is a big time swerve. I did not see
right?
this
we
coming.
We all thought he was working for DeVoe, right?
Right.
Right. That's what I thought. He was working for DeVoe.
No, he's a shithead on his own.
Or that DeVoe had played him, knowing, you know, and played the warden into doing this and making this happen. But no, not at all.
Well, the thing that kills me about this whole situation is it's like, warden's a shithead. One. B, Barry ends up in fucking meta jail, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but if he's in meta jail, how the hell is, you know, Iris going to come see him? What's the excuse the warden's going to use for that? Well, is Barry in a fight? He's in solitary.
Hey, look, he tried to break out.
Right. Yeah. That's what the warden can say on paper.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's true, but then they're going to say he tried to break out, and Iris and them are going to go, he's the fucking Flash. He could get out if he wanted to break out.
Well, like, it's going to be easy, though, because they can bring Cecile in to talk to the warden, and she could read his mind to know what
she's
happened.
She's the fucking end game this season. She's the end game. She's the fucking...
I think she is.
It's the only reason to give her these powers.
Yeah. That's it.
I think the only reason is to find out what Joe's thinking.
What if she starts thinking, like, what the baby's like... She's telepathing her baby the whole time.
Kick, 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 kick.
Let me out, bitch. Let me out, bitch.
I'm hungry. Let me out. I'm gonna kick it.
Oh my god, it's so old in here. Oh. So, what's that mushroom?
Oh.
Why is it thrusting at me? Why are you gonna stop? Yogurt.
Dear Lord.
Hey, look, brothers and sisters.
I think once you're already.
I just, dude. A, Barry ends up in meta jail. B, the warden calls Amunet. It's like, okay.
Well, we know where she's getting them from now.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so then how many metas have gone through Iron Heights?
Apparently all of them.
Oh, man.
Enough that she has a whole market. It just threw me for a loop. And it's like, what? She might be a bigger character than we ever expected.
I think she's got a bigger, role in all of this.
I mean, I really thought she was done.
I did too. I thought it was just going to be a few episodes, and
but obviously she's got to be around for at least one or two more until they finally get Barry out of that.
Yep, they got to explain it. And I think, I think she's got a bigger plan. I think she works with DeVoe.
Well, and that's just it. It's been a few episodes since we've had any DeVoe action.
Yep.
And by that we mean,
really any DeVoe action.
Anything. Doesn't matter what it is, dude. I think this is, dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm calling it right now. This is all a part of the plan. Every bit of this is a part of the plan. DeVoe has seen this. He knows everything that's happening, and this is all planned out. This is all going to lead somewhere really big. We haven't gotten there yet. We're getting there slowly, but we haven't gotten there yet, and this is going to lead to something huge. And the fact here is that DeVoe is 17 steps ahead of everyone, and will continue to be 17 to 20 steps ahead of everyone as this season plays out. And I, for the first time, I have no fucking idea how they stop this villain. And we talked about this before the season started, Bob. We talked about the fact that this was going to be different.
It's not a race.
It's not a race. It's not who can be fucking faster.
Marathon.
It is literally a marathon. And I think that was the biggest thing that we wanted out of this villain. And so far, we have gotten swerve after swerve. And of course, I'm talking like this because I'm assuming that this is all part of the plan. Now, if it's not, which will really be sucky, because it's like you take away the luster that DeVoe has already created by not making all this shit part of his plan. If all this shit is part of his plan, this is legendary. But if it's not, it's just coincidence, then it sucks.
But remember, there's 1,000 plans. He just knows. What's
right.
Like,
I'm just saying you take away clout from DeVoe if you don't make all of this part of his plan.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's what we need to do. That needs to stay this way. Because right now, if this is part of his plan, it makes him that much scarier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
But like I said, this could be the reason that she got this power. Because right. Maybe like between their ages and the age of her uterus and the sperm count of Joe, there was only 0.111111% that the dark matter in her brain would have activated.
And then you're hoping that
because Joe's dark matter went into her belly and it activated her dark matter.
Right.
Yeah.
And then maybe they're going to get a super baby out of it. And that's DeVoe's long game.
Or Joe's long game. Anyways. All right. So let's go ahead. Let's jump into final thoughts for the episode. Steve, why don't you go first?
I told Nicole, because she wasn't around to watch it, I would rank this up easily in my top 10 episodes and maybe in my top 5 of Flash episodes. I just enjoyed the hell out of this one. I thought it was, I like we said earlier, I love how they lean into the zany. I love the comedy. I love when you see the characters so well written like that, where they can have that comedy relief, and it makes sense and it works for the characters. This would not work on Arrow at all, right? But here it's just so perfectly placed, and the pop culture references, and again, like you're saying, getting into that we don't know what DeVoe is doing, and that makes it all the more scary that he does, that we don't know, and he has plans. I just thought it was awesome, and then the curveballs, keeps you on your feet.
Bob?
Yeah, no, I agree with Steve. It was like we talked about it. It was what looked to be a filler episode, but it's hard for a filler episode to be, again, I agree, probably top 10, top 5 episodes all time of Flash, and it had nothing to do with Flash. It just shows that, like, the buddy cop Cisco Ralph show would be amazing, written right and everything else. Again, give me a web series, 10 minutes.
Oh,
let those cool. two go at it. They're fucking awesome. The last two episodes have been fucking awesome. Nothing to do with Flash. Everything to do with Ralph.
Well, they did the webisodes with both Heroes and Battlestar had it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could dig it.
Yeah, well, the only webisodes they do here are like stupid fucking cartoons.
Yeah.
So,
I actually agree. I think, you know, I definitely in my top 10. I think it's an episode where it's an ultimately nothing more than a filler episode.
And it'll stand alone.
But it will stand alone. And I think, you know, we've gotten a lot of episodes with Cisco being amazing and funny. With adding Ralph to it and having both of them play off each other, I really do think they have a chemistry as far as comedy goes together. And I think it was really well. And I think this goes to show you guys, and this goes to show the viewers, that we don't need Barry running around for fucking 45 minutes for it to be a show about the Flash. We got Shawshank Redemption Barry, which I actually don't hate. I think it's nice to see Barry in a different capacity where he's not constantly relying on his super speed, you know, to be the Flash. And I think this shows Barry more in a human aspect than him being the Flash. And look, man, the last season we got enough of him running around where, you know, as the Flash. I think this shows you more of Barry Allen and who Barry Allen is. And I think that's what we need at this time, because this villain isn't going to be beat by super speed. And I think that's what we're getting with this season so far, is that we're getting more of Barry Allen being Barry Allen, and Barry Allen's going to beat DeVoe, not the Flash.
Right.
And that's what people need to understand. And I think that's why they're slow playing this with Barry being in prison and showing us just who we fell in love with, not the Flash, Barry Allen. So I like this episode as far as the episode standalone. I liked the comedy was off the chain. It was hilarious. And I definitely think this adds, I mean, yes, it's a filler, but it adds to DeVoe's mystique. If all of the, and I said it earlier, if this all adds up to being part of DeVoe's plan, this is going to be legendary. And I really think if we keep seeing this go this season and everything adds to everything is DeVoe's plan, this really makes him probably one of the scariest villains we've had so far in the show. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
You know, and you said something a few minutes back, comparatively speaking, these are support characters that can carry an episode on their own and make it really enjoyable to watch, by contrast what we've seen with the extras over on the Arrow, where it's difficult at
times.
We're
going to talk about it in the next show, but I ultimately think this is where Flash is a little bit better than Arrow, is that their supporting characters are able to hold a show and an episode and
are likable.
And we, you know, we don't hate an entire episode about them.
So, fuck New Canary.
Yeah, fuck her. Anyways, all right, guys, that's going to do it for today's DC on CW, the Flash edition. You can always catch us any past and future DC on CW episodes through that Rayman Digital app that I told you every series, every show to download. Stay tuned, guys. We are going to come back with the Arrow edition. And also follow us on all our social medias. I don't have to say them because you've heard them 800 times. All right, guys. With that, we'll see you soon for the Arrow edition.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.